This is KERA 90.1. I'm Sam Baker. We examine real-life health issues each week in our series Vital Signs. In this episode, heartburn. Many of us will have it at some point, but it's not always something to take lightly. I talked about heartburn with Dr. Christian Mayorga of Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center. What exactly is heartburn?
Heartburn is one symptom that's associated with the refluxing of contents from the stomach into the esophagus. So its job is to propel food into the stomach. Where the esophagus meets the stomach, there's a circular ring keeping food out of the esophagus and in the stomach once it passes into the stomach. For some people, this ring, we call it the lower esophageal sphincter, is weak, allowing contents from the stomach up into the esophagus. And that's what we call refluxing. And some of the symptoms associated with that refluxing includes heartburn, which is a sensation of a burning in the middle of the chest. Literally, it's a discomfort that you feel when the contents in the stomach reflux up into the esophagus.
What triggers heartburn? Is it just food?
We're starting to see that some people are genetically predisposed, but there's other things that are well within our controls.
For instance?
We know that obesity is very tightly tied to heartburn. Smoking is positively correlated with heartburn symptoms as well. There are certain foods that can make the symptoms of reflux worse. Caffeinated beverages, coffee, tea, caffeinated soft drinks, carbonated soft drinks as well can cause heartburn symptoms. Citrus foods in some people, spicy foods, fatty foods.
I think it's typical of people to think of heartburn as something that you take a tablet of this or a teaspoon of that. Do some of those remedies actually work?
Well, so what I tell my patients is the first step is to try to avoid those things which you have clearly identified as being triggers. Nowadays, we have very good drugs targeting the production of acid in the stomach. And that class of drugs are called PPIs or proton pump inhibitors. What they do is they reduce the amount of acid in the stomach. They're both prescriptions and as well as over-the-counter medications. We know them as Prilosec or Omeprazole, Nexium, the purple pill. They work very well as long as the patient is taking it appropriately. And so it's important to take the pill 30 to 60 minutes before you eat your meal to reduce the amount of acid in the stomach. If you don't notice relief by certain things that in the past had worked for you, such as avoiding certain foods, or if you're dependent on certain medications, I think at that point it's certainly important to talk to your doctor about it. If you experience alarm symptoms, we call it, difficulty or pain when you swallow, weight loss or appetite changes, all those things should raise a red flag to seek medical attention because there may be more serious issues going on.
Which begs the question then, just how serious can heartburn be?
In some patients, it can lead to certain things such as inflammatory strictures or narrowings in the esophagus, which can cause obviously issues with swallowing. Other conditions such as Barrett's esophagus, which is a precancerous condition of the esophagus. That's why it's important to be very much aware when your symptoms aren't very well controlled or if they get worse, because it may be time to do something more definitive about it.
In the meantime, steps you can take on your own to avoid heartburn?
Lose pounds, your symptoms should improve. Avoiding cigarette smoke is important as well. And sometimes heartburn symptoms can worsen based on your position. So if you lie down flat, it's easier for contents in the stomach to go up into the chest. Whereas if you're sitting up, gravity will keep those contents in the stomach because it pulls it down.
Dr. Mayorga, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.